Up next, Yvonne Smith joins us as we talk about alien abductions right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you about Yvonne Smith, graduated from the California Hypnosis Motivational Institute back in 1991 as a certified hypnotherapist, immediately began to work with post-traumatic stress disorder victims, PTSD. She absorbed through hypnotherapy what many of her subjects described as a pattern of alien abduction or other close encounter experiences. Now, since she felt group therapy would assist in this traumatic recovery, she founded the Close Encounter Resource Organization, CIRO, back in 1992. Since 2021, she's been hosting the Yvonne Smith Therapist Training Sessions for qualified therapists who have expressed interest in incorporating UFO abduction cases into their therapy practice as well. Yvonne, welcome back. How have you been?
Thank you for having me, George. I've been very busy, always grateful to be busy. I thank the universe for my work, and I'm very I'm excited to do the show tonight.
Your name comes up a lot on this program, by the way.
Does it really? Oh, that's nice.
You've touched a lot of lives. What are you working on these days?
Oh, my goodness. George, this year is my year for milestones. I celebrated 31 years in January doing my work, which is unbelievable. CIRO, as you just mentioned, my support group, is celebrating 30 years this year. And there's some members of the group, plus myself, we're working on the CIRO anniversary book. It's going to be, I'm writing the manuscript now, but it's going to be a selection of cases of the group members. There's going to be lots of video and pictures, drawings, and we're planning on it being a coffee table type book.
Okay.
And we're hoping to have it published by the end of this year, which is the anniversary year. By the end of this year also, I've worked on a three-part series with creator Dean Eliotto about abduction and my work and so forth. So that should be out this year. And another documentary I'm working on, which is going to be very important, is we're touching on the personal side of abductions and abductees, of their everyday life. They're people, they're our neighbors, you know, they're our family members. So we're going to follow a few of my CIRO members throughout their daily life. And they'll share their story and how it's affected the family. So a lot coming up, George, but I think it's so important to keep this subject of abductions out there in the public. And I really appreciate when you have, when you present this work on your show, because we just need to keep it out there to let people know that this is a reality and it happens to anybody and everybody.
Absolutely. Now, take us back a few years, Yvonne. How did you get involved in this?
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about a few years. I started writing the manuscript for the CIRO anniversary book, and I've been going down memory lane, starting from the very beginning, the late 80s. My mother actually wanted to go and see Bud Hopkins, who a lot of people know he is considered the pioneer of abduction research.
Yo, I miss that guy. I miss him.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he was also my mentor. And the time I spent with him was so valuable. I find that a lot of new people coming forward to find out if this happened to them, they don't know who he is yet because they haven't read everything in the field, which is fine. They're looking for answers about what they remember. But those of us who've been around for a while, we know how he just opened the doors, you know, for coming forward. And he wrote the book about missing time, which is, my gosh, so classic. You know, I have hundreds of cases of that. But we saw him, my mom and I. My mom and dad were always so open. We could talk about anything. And when I was sitting there This was back when they did, do you remember the Whole Life Expos?
Oh, absolutely. Sure do.
Well, he was lecturing in Pasadena at that time, which I lived very close to. And it was, oh my gosh, when he was showing the slides and when he was talking about these people, I couldn't believe what he was saying. And later on, my mom and I went up to him and introduced ourselves. And of course, he was always very gracious. And from there, I looked into UFO. I was like, I sound like so many abductees that coming forward. I could not get enough of the material to read.
You were obsessed with it, weren't you? In a good way.
Yes. And George, I don't get obsessed with anything. I mean, people who've known me for years, I usually get bored first. I just don't get obsessed. With this, I went to the Bodhi tree all the time when it was there. We didn't have the internet back then like we do now. So, you know, we couldn't research on the internet. We didn't know what that was, but we went to the bookstores. And I bought so many books on the subject, looked into, I was always interested in hypnotherapy, but never had the time and really not the big desire, you know, years ago to look into it. But when Bud was talking about regressing people back to that time and place to bring forward the hidden memories, I thought, oh my gosh, what a fantastic tool. And at that time, my uncle, who was almost like my big brother, we were just a few years apart, died very young at 41 years old with cancer.
That is.
And I knew, as I read, I saw that hypnotherapy also helps cancer patients. And I thought, okay, that's what I want to do, is work with cancer patients. But I was interested in this abduction, and I thought, wouldn't that be interesting to have a few cases of abduction? Well,
just a few, right?
Just a few.
Yeah.
When I went through school, worked in the clinic there, then I finally opened my practice, it was just the opposite. My practice snowballed. In between all that time, I started going to conferences, UFO conferences, and listening to the different speakers and lectures and getting to know people in the field. And after I graduated, became certified, I began to receive referrals from people, and then eventually referrals from psychiatrists and psychologists, because they really don't want to touch this subject at all.
Are they afraid of it, Yvonne?
You know what it is. Excuse me, George. I have to have a sip of water.
Sure.
What it is that they're afraid of losing their license, you know, which I can understand. And, of course, the stigma that comes with it. And we all know, dear friend and colleague, Dr. John Mack, what he went through.
Another one that's passed on.
Years ago, yes. Miss him dearly. So they will, you know, these traditional therapists will refer people to me because they've worked with their patients for many years. They've given them medication, and yet there's still this area that they're not able to tap into, and their clients are still having, or their patients are still having PTSD. So I'm basically the last kid on the block that people come and see because they've tried everything else. Unfortunately, when, you know, with this abduction phenomenon, as you know, people are afraid to go to sleep at night. So they will medicate, you know, they'll with perhaps alcohol, drugs. And oh my gosh, it's just, and that's why, you know, this work is so important. You mentioned, and thank you for mentioning, the abduction therapist training that I'm hosting. I'm hosting the second one in June of this
year.
Good for you.
That's very innovative of you.
Well, there are not enough qualified therapists and I'm just saying in the United States, this is worldwide, as we both know, but I get emails from everywhere, and I'm so frustrated when I can't refer them to someone close by or in the same state. So the first training I did was last October, and I had about 10 people, and most of them flew in. These were therapists that were interested in incorporating these cases into their practice. And the training was over a weekend, 8 hours, you know, training over 2 days, and it was so successful. And I actually did and demonstrated actual abduction cases, and I drew from the serial members. They volunteered to have a regression done in front of the class. And that's how I learned with Bud. That's how I learned to work with abduction cases. They don't teach that.
You learn with the best, though.
I absolutely did. I was able to observe a couple of his sessions. I also worked and traveled with Dr. John Mack and David Jacobs. We traveled around the United States in the early 90s lecturing at conferences. And after hours, as you probably know, George, at these conferences, we get together and we have drinks, you know, dinner and drinks. That's when, you know, you start networking. And I was able, as a rookie at that time, able to ask questions from these heavy hitters in the field to make sure I was on the right track with cases. And when they confirmed how I was working and the information I was receiving, I was so encouraged. So this is this is the next phase of my work, because I'm getting up there in years, George. I mean,
you're getting better, Yuan.
Well, hopefully, right? With wine, it gets better as it gets older. But I mean, I don't mind saying that another milestone for me this year is I'm going to be turning 70.
Good for you.
In September. And I feel, you know, my colleagues are gone, and I'm going to do this as long as I can do it, but I need to get this training done. I'm going to be doing 2 training sessions a year, maybe more if I get more and more requests, because my goal is to have qualified therapists in all of our 50 states, and I hope I could do that before I leave this planet.
Well, when you put CERO together, the incredible organization, Close Encounter Resource Organization, that was about 30 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're celebrating the 30-year anniversary this year.
Fantastic.
You know, it's so unbelievable to me, because as I'm writing this manuscript for the book, I think back at when I started. It was about 5-6 people. It was from, you know, people that I worked with in regression. I started in my living room. My youngest son, Brent, was 5 years old. You know, he's in his 30s now.
Does he remember all these things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. When he remembers the group coming over, he remembers when we had speakers. I mean, because I started getting to know people in the field. I mean, we had David Jacobs over. We had Bud, because he used to stay with us, with my family. We had Dr. Barry Taft, who talked about his paranormal cases. And I remember Brent sitting in the front row in the living room, because he was so interested in these paranormal cases. And we talk about it now. He remembers. When you look at your kids and they become adults and you think, oh, I can't believe all those years have gone by. Starting off in my living room, now we meet in 2 locations in Southern California, in the Orange County area, and then up in the Foothill area near Pasadena, because we have people coming in from everywhere, and we have people flying in or driving in from other states. Because, again, you cannot find support groups in every state. I know that this next phase of training for the therapist, I know that's what I'm supposed to be doing. But at the same time, I'm still seeing clients myself, and still having the hosting the CIRO meetings. I'm doing Zoom CIRO meetings now for our members that are out of state. I started that during our quarantine with COVID.
Yeah, thank you, COVID.
I decided to keep the Zoom meetings so that our out-of-state members don't feel so isolated. So it's, it keeps me busy, but the work, George, I feel is just so important to have resources for people who are out there probably listening to your show right now.
Sure.
Wondering, God, am I just crazy? Or, am I making this up? Or is it just a dream? Because they always wonder about that. I want people to know that my goal is to train qualified therapists so that you have a therapist. You may have to drive an hour or two to get to that therapist, but at least it's in your home state. I'll give you an update after I do my June training.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll be just as successful as my first one. I mean, my first one just gave me that shot in the arm saying, okay, this is it. I'm doing this.
How many of the abductees, Yvonne, are out of it? Just they lose it. They get that upset. Many?
You mean while they're going through regression?
Yeah, once they were realizing what's going on. Do they get upset?
Of course. During the regression, for instance, they will relive the experience. But the qualified therapist, hypnotherapist, will use different tools to allow the person to bring forward the hidden memories without feeling fear or pain or discomfort. The important thing is, I tell everybody, is to just verbalize everything, bring it forward, because they've been holding the secret in for so long, and much of the secret they don't even remember consciously because it's within, deep within the subconscious. So, definitely. I mean, I have people, crying and screaming, and I'm talking about men and women.
Bad experiences?
I'm sorry?
Were they having bad experiences?
They were very traumatic, because here's something coming into their room, or something standing by their bed, or they're in their car, and all of a sudden the car is not working anymore, and they're being taken out of the car by these strange-looking humanoid beings. So it's not something that we all grew up with. We didn't learn about this in books. This wasn't taught in schools. People will relate to this experience, and this starts in childhood, by saying, I always thought that was a ghost in my room.
Exactly.
Or I thought something else, and
Hold on for a second, Yvonne. We're at a break. We'll come back and pick it up as we talk with Yvonne Smith about alien abductions. Next hour, we'll open up the phone lines and give you an opportunity to chat with Yvonne Smith. If you've had an abduction case you want to share, jump aboard as well. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie back with Yvonne Smith as we talk about alien abductions. Let's get into some of these cases again, Yvonne. Is there a lot of trauma associated with the individual who claims to have been abducted?
Oh, yes. I mean, more times than not, people, as I mentioned before, people do relive their experiences while they're being regressed. But this is what's really important, to seek out a trained, qualified therapist who will use different techniques so the person can get through that trauma without feeling fear or pain. And eventually, with all the sessions, people coming into the group meetings to meet other like-minded people, so they don't feel they're so alone, that fear and trauma begins to dissipate. I mean, it doesn't go away, and I can't make these experiences go away. I'm asked that all the time by my new clients, and I wish I had that kind of ability, but I just don't. Unfortunately, these experiences do not go away. They may lay dormant for a while, a year, 2 years, maybe 10 years. And people think, oh, I guess they're done with me. And eventually something else will happen. They'll have an experience. They'll have a half memory of, you know, and that will remind them, oh, my God, I think something happened. You know, no matter how old you are, I mean, this does start in childhood. But I have clients that are in their late 70s, 80s, and they're saying, why, you know, what do they want with me now? And I've learned from all my cases and talking to so many people that once you are chosen for this abduction, this, you know, phenomenon, whatever we want to call it, once you are chosen, the aliens will always have something for you to do. For instance, I have older men and women who are taken onto the ship, and they are told to take care of the hybrid babies on board.
Jeez.
You know, and be, you know, the.
And it could be their babies, right?
It could be. Oh, yes, it could be their babies, right. Others will be made to bring people on board, like maybe their first time, and calm them down, calm the new people down as they're being placed on tables. It was such a surprise to me when I worked with several of my clients who were so traumatized in the beginning when they came to me, and then they experienced being the one who brings people on board. They feel guilty about it. They said, I can't not do it. I'm made to do this, but I know what's going to happen to these people, you know, and I feel bad about it. So I call it, you know, I told them, I said, well, you've gone through the graduation period, because here you are, you know, just like you were with when you first came to see me, you couldn't even talk about your experiences without, you know, crying and being upset. And here they're helping other people. And it's the same in our support group meetings. We just had a meeting this past Sunday. You know, we have new people come in all the time, and they're trying to make sense of something that doesn't make sense to them or their family. But they hear other people talking about what's happened to them, and they're amazed because they feel, oh, my God, that sounds like me. You know, they think they're the only ones until they start meeting other people. You know, I was going to mention, George, I know you had Brian DiTillo on your...
Oh, yeah, he loves you, by the way. He thinks the world of you. That's another one of those guests who talk about you.
Oh, he is so sweet. And his mother, Peggy, I love her. We've become good friends. But if anybody out there would like to hear how I work... I did regress Brian. He had an experience back in the 90s, and his podcast is up now, Conspiracies, Inc.
Yeah, and, it just came out.
It just came out, and we did a session. And again, as you mentioned, George, you know, like so many others, he relived it. He became upset, but, you know, I gave him suggestions, and... you know, he was amazed by it. So if anybody would like to tune in to Brian DiTillo, Conspiracies, Inc., you'll be able to see how I work. And, you know, if you're sitting out there listening and you're not sure if you would like to go through this process, it is very safe. And I have a whole support group that can talk to you and let you know, you know, what they've been through. So anyway, it's a very delicate you know, situation when you're working with so many people. And then, George, not to mention, because this is intergenerational, then their children will start saying strange things. And it alarms the parents because they say, oh, my God, that sounds like me. And I remember I used to say things like that. But what I tell them is that, well, you're lucky that you're enlightened about this experience where you could listen to your child and write things down and not dismiss them right off the bat where, oh, honey, it was just a dream. It won't happen again.
Are we getting as many alien abduction cases as we did 30 years ago, Yvonne?
Oh, I feel we are. I mean, from George, I get contacted by brand new people every week, at least 1 to 5 people a week. And I think the shows that we have out now, like your show, some reading material, of course, the internet, but you have to be careful with the internet because so much out there is not true.
Right.
It's sparked a memory about, gosh, you know, what if something like that happened to me? And people are now wanting to find out what happened. So I know some people say that they hear that abductions have slowed down. I don't feel that. I'm not experiencing that with the amount of people who are contacting me.
Yeah, you're still getting a lot of people. And by the way, how do people get a hold of you?
They could go to, well, I'm on Facebook, and the reason I'm on Facebook is for people to be able to contact me. It's all about my work, so you can go on Facebook on there. You could go to my website, hypnotherapistyvonnesmith.com. I will have information also for the therapists out there about the training. It's up on my website now. And, you know, really referrals. That's how this all happened back in the early 90s when I started. Lots of referrals. But now with, you know, with everything that we have available to us, like Facebook and all the other social media, it's a lot easier to be able to contact somebody. I have a Twitter account. I'm not really on it. You know, LinkedIn as well. But I always just tell people, please email me, because I don't like to communicate on social media with them with this sensitive subject. I'd rather have them email me personally, and then I could, you know, spend more time with them.
What do you think is happening? Why the abductions ongoing?
Oh my gosh, that's always the million-dollar question, George. I've been asked that for 31 years. All I know, all I feel, all I know, I can just go according to the my research, is I feel still that abductions, that the hybridization program is central to abductions. It's ongoing. People are taking up, they're introduced to their children. People feel now, and you probably have heard this maybe from some of your guests, that they have encountered hybrids down here walking around among us. I've talked to people. It's not like they, you know, you could pick them out of the crowd. We probably have walked by them. They're probably at the UFO conferences, but it's something about when you take time and talk to them. It's something in their eyes. It's almost like they're looking right through your soul. They'll tell you things that, how could they possibly know? I don't even know this person. So even it sounds incredible, but so do abductions. It sounds like, you know, science fiction, but they're, with the hybridization program, I mean, these babies grow up. And where are they now? So I wouldn't doubt that they're among us here. I came across a young boy at one of my Roswell conferences. I lecture there every year. And I remember a couple of other speakers had him in their lecture. He was about 10 years old, maybe 10 to 12 years old. He had a very strange looking hair, almost like it could have been a wig. But it was just the questions that he would ask. He did sound like a 10-year-old child. He sounded more like an adult and more of science-minded.
In a 10-year-old body.
Gosh, yes. And but other people noticed him, the way he spoke and so forth. And there's been other instances at conferences and so forth. So, don't be surprised if you feel like, you may have met some of these hybrids. But I think they're so perfected now that, like I said, you could pass right by them and you wouldn't even know until you actually talk to one of them.
Have you ever, in a hypnotherapy session, felt afraid for the individual?
Afraid? In what way, George? What
do you scared think? For them?
No.
That doesn't come across then.
I know that I could help them. I know that with the therapy. And it takes more than one or two sessions. I mean, it depends on the individual. The PTSD will dissipate. The fear will dissipate. I've had so many people tell me, and this really disturbs me, but they tell me, oh, my God, Yvonne, if I didn't find you, if I didn't come to you, I probably would have committed suicide.
Wow.
And that scares me.
That distraught.
That distraught because they didn't know where to go. And then, of course, it's difficult to talk about this to just anybody. So many times they couldn't talk to family members. Oh, and this really is a difficult subject for relationships, for marriages. I've seen relationships just fall by the wayside, marriages break up because one person wants to talk about it. The other person doesn't, and I think a lot of it is because of fear. So that's why way back in the early days, in 1992, when I established Zero, I realized that these people were leaving my office and they had no one to talk to. So they were calling me all the time. And back then, and I remember talking to Bud about this and David Jacobs, our phone bills were so high because
I bet.
We didn't have the email, or texting. None of that. We didn't know any of that. But we just talked on the telephone. And I couldn't be on the phone with all these people because it was wreaking havoc with my marriage because, I have to pay attention to my husband and my family. So I thought, okay, get these people together, get all of us together, and it worked. I mean, here we are 30 years later. So I do recommend, and I get questions like this all the time, if anybody would like to start a support group, I do recommend it, but it takes a lot of work, and it takes commitment. We always have had ours every fourth Sunday of the month, and for many years, many times I've missed family functions and, birthday parties and things like that because I made that commitment. And I think that's why we're still here, from 30 years later.
For most of these abductees, Yvonne, have they been visited when they were children and then constantly through their adult life, or does it just pick up as adults?
It usually starts in early childhood, and I would say the children will start saying things, strange things that, your red flag goes up when they're about 4 or 5 years old. There have been instances where people don't remember childhood, anything happening back in childhood, but something happened to them in their 20s or 30s. And what's interesting is many people tell me that they don't remember their early childhood. Many people
at all. That's just blanked out, isn't it?
It's just right. I mean, where they don't remember, you know, their elementary school. They don't remember a lot of their friends. They don't remember where other people have a good memory, you know, of childhood. But I suspect, I don't have any proof of this, but I suspect it could be, one of the reasons could be that they were contacted as children, but the subconscious job is to protect us. So it was blocked out. And the trauma, of course, the subconscious will block it out to protect any of us going through trauma. And eventually, and sometimes what happens when people say, I don't remember anything in childhood about abduction, but once they start going into the exploring through the regressions, then those earlier memories start bubbling up little by little.
Yvonne, when we come back, we're going to continue chatting with you about your work. A couple of your books include Chosen, From the Alien Hybrid Program to the Fate of the Planet, Coronado as well. Much more when we come back on Coast to Coast AM.